Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Wednesday's markets were higher, surprisingly so. Here's Duane Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing.
Really excited today, too, especially the way yesterday closed, you know, down 9 on corn or soybeans. And it's like, oh, shoot, there went the rally. Because like you said, the day before, we were up double digits. No, back up today, about 10 cents. It was up on the overnight market. More rumors that China's out there buying a few more soybeans from us for spring and summer delivery, which, of course, is when they're supposed to be buying everything from Brazil. So it sure does seem like China is going to live up to this, buying this 12 million metric ton. I think they're about 10 million metric ton right now, or maybe a little bit over. And that's great and good, but it doesn't mean we're going to run out of beans by any means. Remember, before the trade war, they bought around 25 million metric ton each year. So it's nice that they're buying. I think they bought last week because prices dipped and got cheap enough. And sadly, as we rally, if we get over 11, they'll be too expensive and they won't buy anymore. You know, last week, I think we were, I'll say at par, around the same price as they were. So that's fine. We're a reliable source. I think they will buy from us when it's the same price. But no, even this recent small little rally has pushed us back to where we're more expensive, especially for the February and March time frame when Brazil starts to harvest their new crop, just like we get really cheap come fall time, you know, basis and currency situation in there. So, I am glad you brought up the economics behind it because, you know, trade wars, tariffs, agreements, all that stuff, it really comes down to economics. They're going to buy the cheapest beans that there are out there.
Next Monday, the next WASDE report. Is all we're going to see Thursday and Friday positioning ahead of the report?
You know, there probably will be some of that, but these grains look good to me. I think it's the new year, new money coming in a little bit. Funds are flat on corn. I think they want to buy. And yeah, big USDA report on Monday. I believe yields will be down on both corn and soybeans. If realized, hopefully we can get a little bit more of a rally to this market and some more farmers selling up above.
At the close, Amy Ryan, Martinson Ag Risk Management.
You know, we saw some strength today. We had different states put out their winter wheat condition ratings for this past month. And we saw some pretty significant drops in conditions in Oklahoma, Texas, Nebraska, that part of the country. So that was helping wheat out. Soybeans were helped by these rumors that China bought 10 cargoes of U.S. soybeans. USDA confirmed half of that amount yesterday. We're expecting to see some other sales announcements as the week goes on.
All right, switching to livestock. Cattle futures, Amy, not so much of a good day.
Live cattle have seen some really solid sessions, but the last four sessions, feeders have had great gains. We're just seeing a little bit of profit taken there.
Duane Bussey, back to you for your thoughts on cattle futures.
So I think you're right. I think it just needed a correction. Reports are that Brazil had a monster beef production year last year in 2025. Most people thought they were going to be down a little bit of production, but now the estimates are rallying sharply here. That was one of the wire stories today. Now, you know, it's kind of old news a little bit, and yeah, we know that Brazil raises a lot of beef. I mean, they've got 238 million head of cattle down there versus 94 million here in the U.S. The thing is, they don't feed them like we do on average. It takes about 4 to 5 years to feed out a steer there, where, of course, we do it in months here. So, but they're, guess what? High prices, they're evolving that way more all the time and feeding more corn and getting them out faster. So I just kind of took the market for a negative spin. And then, like you mentioned, we've rallied, what, $13 in a couple days. It was time for some profit taking.
Meat futures usually influenced by outside markets. Here are the thoughts of Chris Winward, Swift Trading.
Outside markets, the overall economy, you know, we can argue if we're in good shape or bad shape, but the S&P is near all-time highs. It is interesting that we have not made a new high in a couple months, and maybe that is something that, you know, that could develop. But sale barns are on fire. You know, margins for are there, and you know, we could debate whether or not they're there in the future with feeders running up as much as they are compared to the ascent in the fat market. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, these guys keep bidding up in sale barns, and the optimism is as much there as it was. The break evens that I'm hearing, these guys will have to, you know, at current prices, you know, be in the 240 range. And we're just not getting that right now. And cash, we're calling maybe 234, 235 this week, but we're still a ways off of that. So making them actually work is going to be a challenge, you know, especially if cash stalls here.
Chris Winward, Swift Trading on AgriTalk yesterday afternoon. All right, it's time for our weather forecast. Not quite as nice as yesterday, but still little to complain about. Here's your forecast now on Inside Agriculture.